Informing America's farmers and ranchers. It's Adams on Agriculture. Produced by the American Ag Radio Network. Here's your host, Mike Adams.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Adams on Agriculture. Thank you for joining us. Here we are at midweek already. Thanks for letting us be part of your day, and Merry Christmas to all of you. We have a very busy show today. Lots of reaction to the news of a step, big step finally being taken on USMCA, an agreement reached that should set up a vote in the House and eventually a vote in the Senate. Those are steps yet to be taken, but a big step has been taken. We're going to get reaction from the pork industry. We're going to talk with Dave Salmonson with the American Farm Bureau Federation, and we're going to get reaction from the dairy industry, all coming up on today's program. And also later, another update on the propane situation, the supply distribution issues we've had this fall. We'll talk with Carol Kitchen with GrowMark about that later in the program. But USMCA, the big story in agriculture right now. Joining us with the reaction from the dairy industry is Jaime Castaneda. He is Senior Vice President for Policy and Strategy and International Trade for the National Milk Producers Federation. Jaime, thank you for joining us. The dairy industry is one of those segments in agriculture that stands to see a significant improvement, hopefully, in this. Not that others won't, but a lot of the other areas, it seems like it's maintaining or getting a slight improvement. Dairy could be in line to get one of the bigger improvements in this deal if it goes through. What are your thoughts on this step that has been taken, the agreement that's been reached?
Yeah, Mike, first of all, thank you and good morning to you and your listeners, and Merry Christmas to you and all your audience. Absolutely. What you just described is very accurate with respect to dairy. Is one of the very few agricultural sectors that have actually gained. I think that you have this strong push and support from agriculture, because everybody wanted to have reliability to know what the future would come. But in addition to that, we, of course, had very significant additions with respect to Canada, but even also with respect to Mexico. So for us, this is important. It is also important from a perspective that you have a Republican administration with the Democratic House coming up with an agreement that they both are calling a template for the future. We have said a number of times that we are falling behind if you compare it to Europe, New Zealand, Australia in negotiations with other agreements. We see this as a great opportunity to begin opening other markets.
So there's a lot of talk about greater access into Canada. What if this goes through as it is now, what specifically do you think are the biggest gains for the U.S. dairy industry?
Well, the biggest gains is that, first, we expect that every single access that we have currently into Canada will stay the same. But in addition to that, we have a large quantity for new access into cheese and some access into butter and powder. We also have additional access into fluid milk and other products like yogurt. It is not, we're not talking about, hundreds of thousands of tons, but we are talking about the ability to begin exporting products that we have never been able to. An example, for instance, Chobani. Chobani tried for many years to try to get into the Canadian market without success. I think that this will give them an opportunity to perhaps sell their product into Canada.
So it's a big step forward. Now we got to get a couple of votes, right? Got to get the vote in the House and the vote in the Senate.
Correct. I believe that the House will actually act quickly and will have a vote before the end of the year. The question is whether the Senate decides to actually do it this year or next year. Senator McConnell, you know, the leader in the Senate, have indicated that he is more likely to have a vote in early January. Obviously, whatever the impeachment process comes into the Senate may actually impact a little bit that vote. But I think that regardless of that, I think we all feel very confident that the vote will come soon in early January at the latest.
Senator Grassley told us here on the show Monday that he said he thinks it will come up for a vote in the Senate in January, but after the impeachment trial, so however long that would take. All right, before we let you go, Jaime, I want to get your thoughts. Another piece of legislation that heads to the House for a vote today, and that's the Ag Labor Reform Bill, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which National Milk has come out in support of. But it is being criticized by some as a mass amnesty bill for illegal immigrants. What's your thoughts on the bill and your reaction to those that say it's amnesty?
Yeah, this is not amnesty. I mean, I think that those who are here currently have actually worked for many years in agriculture, and once this legislation is passed, and obviously the legislation indicates that those workers need to continue to work in agriculture. They need to actually pay penalties. So and this is something that we have actually heard a number of times in the rhetoric about this is amnesty. I remind everybody that actually Ronald Reagan provided a significant access to those immigrants that were here way back in the 1980s. This is actually much more forceful in ensuring that those that are here comply with a number of different requirements. So this is certainly not the amnesty that many folks try to portray. This is an important move forward. We still have plenty of work on the Senate side. But I encourage everybody to look at the bill carefully and see all the requirements that those who are currently here need to go through before they actually gain legal status.
Well, these are two huge issues we've just discussed for agriculture in general, for the dairy industry in particular, trade. We talked about USMCA and this ag labor reform bill, certainly huge issue for the dairy industry. So we'll watch and see what happens in the House on that perhaps today. Jaime, thank you very much. Good to get to your thoughts on these very important topics. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And I, as I was writing a note for our members, this is two very important early presence for the dairy farm community, USMCA and Ag Labor. I mean, those are the two priorities for the U.S. dairy industry, trade and the ag labor side. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Jaime. Appreciate it. Jaime Castaneda, Senior Vice President, Policy Strategy and International Trade for the National Milk Producers Federation. Up next, we'll get the pork industry's reaction to the USMCA news. Stay with us on AOA.